Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainas Daf Yud Beis. We are starting right at the top of the Halacha Dalet. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarah Batsim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amar should have an Aliyah. So we mentioned that on a public fast day, we had six brachos to Shemayna Esrei. All of them are unique that obviously have to do with the fast day. And so now we discuss the chasimais. How do we close off these brachos? So the Mishnah tells us, Al Rishonu Omer, on the first one he says, now it's important to note that this is not referring to the first of the six brachos that are added on. It's actually referring to the bracha of Goel Yisrael, which is the regular bracha of Shemayna Esrei right before the six are added in. And on a fast day, this is extended and has a unique ending. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. What does he say? Misha Anas Avram Avinu Bahar Mairia, the one who answered Avram Avinu on Har Mairia, which is when Hakadosh Baruch Hu took place. Hu Yana Eschem, he should answer you. Yishma B'kol Tzakaschem, and hear the sound of your cries. B'yom Hazeh, on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. So it ends of Goel Yisrael, but has this added piece that we just read. So the Gemara begins by asking, V'lo Yitzchak Nigal? Wasn't just Yitzchak redeemed? We're mentioning Hakadosh Yitzchak, and obviously Yitzchak was the one that was saved. So how are we ending off Goel Yisrael? That because of that Kedah, Hashem should save Am Yisrael. In other situations, when we mentioned times that Am Yisrael as a whole was saved. For example, Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, so we could say, just like Hashem saves us by the Yamsuf or by Mitzrayim, so he should save us now, because those are both talking about all of Am Yisrael. But here we're just referring to Yitzchak being saved. How are we able to ask for Am Yisrael to be saved? And the answer is Mekim Shenigal Yitzchak, since Yitzchak was saved and he was a continuation of the Avos, Kim Shenigal Kol Yisrael, it's as if all of Am Yisrael was saved. Now here we have a different opinion. Rav Bibi Abba B'Shem Rav Yechanan, according to some, it's Rav Bibi Omer B'Shem Rav Yechanan, according to others, it's Rav Bibi B'Rav Abba says B'Shem Rav Yechanan. Either which way, Omer Avram Levanek Kosh Baruch Hu, Avram said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Olamim, Gov Yadol Fanecha, Shebesha Shamarta Li, La'alos is Yitzchak B'ni. It's revealed and known before you that at the time that you told me that I should bring Yitzchak as a carbon, Hayli Ma'al Hashiv, I had what to respond, V'loim El Fanecha, and say in front of you that Esmol Amarta Li, yesterday you told me, Kib Yitzchak Yikar El Chazara, for through Yitzchak, that's going to be your offspring. Rachshavat Omer, and now you're saying, V'alei Usham La'ayla, that I should bring him up as a Ayla? That doesn't make sense, Hashem. B'chas V'shalom, Le'as Yisi Kain, I didn't say that. Elo Kavashias Yitzri, I conquered my Yitzer, V'asisir Tzenecha, I did what your will was, and I brought Yitzchak up to be a carbon. So Ken Yiratz Mufanecha Hashem Lakai, so it should be the will before you, Hashem my God, Shabashash you banushal Yitzchak Bini, Nichnasim Li Deitzara, Ve'in Lahem Mi Lamer Aleim Sangarya, that at the time that the children of Yitzchak my son, when they're in a time of Tzara and they don't have anyone to defend them, Atatim Lamer Aleim Sangarya, you're going to be the one to defend them, and that's what Akedah Yitzchak helps us out with. Now we continue discussing Akedah Yitzchak. The Pasuk says that Avram called the place Hashem Yireh, which literally means Hashem shall see. What do we learn from here? Avram was basically saying, At Niskarlem they were in the time of Tzara, you should remember that Kedav Yitzchak, and they're going to be full of Rachmim towards them, and that's all Shonav Hashem Yireh, that you Hashem are going to see this place, and then remember Kedav Yitzchak. Now we continue discussing this, Maxi Basri, what does the Pasuk say afterwards? Vayisa Avram Seinov, Avram lifted his eyes, Vayar, and he saw, Vinei Ayel Achar, Vigoymer, and there was an Ayel, a ram, afterwards. Now the question is, Mao Achar, what's this Lashon of Achar? Just say there was a ram, why do you have to say Achar, that afterwards? What do we learn from here? So Rabbi Yudhrib Simon, he answers, Achar Kol Adorais, after all different generations, Asin de Benechel, Le Achaz, Bavonus, Lestauch, Tzoros, your children, your offspring, are going to be caught up and stuck and tangled in Tzoros. But they're going to end up being redeemed through the horns of this isle. That's where the Shofar, because the Pasuk says, Hashem Elikim, Bashofar Yiska, V'halach B'saris Taimon, and that's the Lashon of Acher, meaning after they get stuck in troubles and difficulties, they're going to be saved through the Shofar. Now we have a different explanation of Acher. Rechon says, B'shem Rechon Bar Yitzchak, Kol Ois HaYoyim, Hoya Avram Royas HaAyel, that entire day of Akedah, Avram saw this isle, Nechaz B'ilon Zeh, it was caught up in this tree, V'nitar, then it freed itself, V'yotzei, and it ran out, but then Nechaz B'chayrzeh, it got caught up in a forest, V'nitar, and then it freed itself, V'yotzei, and went out, and then Nechaz B'svachzeh, it got caught up in a thicket, V'nitar, and freed itself, V'yotzei, and went out, and Amalekash Baruch Hashem told him, Avram, Kach Hasidim B'necha Nechazim Avonis M'stavchim Malchiyos, so too your children, your descendants, they're going to be caught up in their sins, and then you're going to caught up in all the Malchiyos, all the Galiyos that they're going to be in, Mi Bavil L'Madai, Mi Madai L'Yavon, Mi Yavon L'Edoim, and that's the ram. So Amar L'Fanav, Avram asked Hashem, Ribbono Olamim, Yekein La'olam, is it going to be like that forever? Then my children are just going to always be in Galus? Amar Leis, Hashem told him, no, V'soifin L'Gal, B'Kan of Sha'al Zeh, at the end they're going to be redeemed through the horns of this isle. As the Pasuk says, we just quoted before, V'Hashem L'Ikim, B'Shofar Yizka, V'Halach B'Zayr's Taimon. Now Ta'alachay, the Mishnah says, Al Ashniu Aymer, on the second one he says, and this is referring to the first of the special brachas that are added in, which we had said earlier, that's Zechroinos, because the first two added things are the Psukim of Zechroinos and Shofros. And so after saying all the Psukim of Zechroinos, what does the Shleich Tzibur say? Mishanas Avisein Al Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma B'Kol Tzakaschem Ayoyim Hazeh. And the reason why we dafka mention this is because it has to do with Hashem remembering us, as another pasuk says, Va'ezkor is brisi, Hashem says he's going to remember his bris with us. And how do we conclude? Baruchat Hashem, Zoicher HaNishkachos. Says the Gemara, Arba Kitim Nasu Avisein Al Yom. There were four different groups of people. It's not like they were actually in groups. It just means there were four mindsets of people when we're by the Yamsuf. Achzomeres, one said, Nipol Yam, let's just throw ourselves into the sea and die instead of being caught by the Mitzrayim. Achzomeres, another one said, Nachzal Mitzrayim, let's just go back to Mitzrayim, we'll be Avadim. Achzomeres, a third one said, Nasimon Mechamo, let's wage war against them. And a fourth one said, Nitzavach Kenegdon, let's shout towards them and confuse them, and that might help us. And Moshe responded to all of them, and here we're going to quote a pasuk, Zusha Amr Nipaliyam, the group that said, let's just throw ourselves into the sea. Moshe told them, just stand and you're going to see the salvation of Hashem. Don't do anything. Don't jump into the sea. Hashem's going to save you. And Zusha Amr Nachsal Mitzrayim, the second group that said, let's just go back to Mitzrayim. Moshe told them, just like you saw them in Mitzrayim today, you're not going to see them tomorrow. You're not going to see them again. So don't go back to Mitzrayim because you're never going to see them again anyway. And Zusha Amr Nachsal Mitzrayim, the ones that said, let's wage a war. Moshe, what did Moshe tell them? Hashem Yilachem Lachem. Hashem will wage the war. You don't have to do it. And Zusha Amr Nitzavach Kenegdon, the one that says, let's cry out against them. Moshe told them, Vatem Tacharishon, you shall be quiet. Don't worry. Hashem's going to take care of everything. On to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah continues, Al HaShlishis Hu Aymer, on the third bracha, which is really the second special bracha that's being added in, what does he say? Misha Ones Yeshua BaGilgal, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma B'Kotzak Aschem HaYoyim HaZeh, and the reason why we're mentioning Yeshua is because when he was by Yericho, the way that the walls fell down was by blowing Shofar, and this is being said on the Pesukim of Shofaris, so it's relevant, and we conclude, Barachat HaShem, Shemei HaTeruah. Now the Gemara talks about a tefillah that Yeshua had said to HaShem regarding the battle after Yericho. It was with a city called Ai, and actually a number of Yidin had fallen and they died in that battle, which was not supposed to happen. Then after Tfilos, it was revealed to Yeshua that there was somebody who was on Ever Avera, and they took care of him. And then Yeshua davened to Hashem that he was still going to have the special protection that they had by Yerichai. And that's what we're going to be referring to over here. Rabbi Shem Elokshi says, Rabbi Shem Rianai, Shita Vekosh Baruch Hu Shema Gadol B'Yisrael, Hashem, so to speak, connected. He attached his great name to the Yidin, and that saves them. What's this compared to? L'mel Shalom L'mavtech Shalom Pomantrin Ketano. It's like a king who had a key to a small chest that had treasures in it. And Omar Melchim, the king said, Imani Manicha Kamai Shehi, if I leave it as it is, Avedahi, it's going to get lost because it's so small. El Harini Oysel Lashal Shalas, I'm going to connect a chain to it. Shem Avda, if the key is lost, Hashal Shalas, the Muchach Zalel. The chain is going to show where the key is. In Kachamar Kaj Rochu, this is what Hashem said, Imani Echani Shal Kamai Shehim, if I leave the Yidin as they are, Nivloin Hain Beinu Umais, they're just going to be absorbed among the nations and going to be totally taken over. El Harini Mishatif Shmi Agad Bahem, I'm going to connect my great name to them, Mim Chaim, and then they're going to live. And Matam, what's the source for this? So that's the pasuk we were talking about. Yeshua had said, Vayishma Kanani V'chol Yoshvei Aretz, the Kanani and all the dwellers of the land are going to hear, V'nosabu Aleinu, they're going to encamp against us, V'chrisu Es Shmeinu Min Aretz, and they're going to cut off our name from the land, U'matas El Shimcha Gadol, what are you going to do about your great name? In essence, what was Yeshua saying? Shehu Meshutev Banu, Hashem's great name is connected, it's attached to us, and Miyad right away, what was Hashem's response? V'yom Hashem El Yeshua, Hashem says to Yeshua, Kum Lach, which literally means, get up for yourself, raise yourself up, but what's the drasha? Kum Lach, Ahudat Kart, that which you just mentioned, meaning you just mentioned Shmai HaGadol, which is connected to the Yidin, that has stood up for you, meaning that's what saved you. We continue talking about Yeshua. Rabbi Yani Zair says, B'Shem Havase, in the name of his forefathers, call me She'ene Kosher Ka Yeshua. Anyone who's not kosher, he's not great like Yeshua. She'im Yipal Apanav V'yomer Loya Kosher Baruch Hu Kum Lach, that if he falls on his face, davening to Hashem, and Hashem tells him, Kum Lach, get up, don't worry, it's okay. Al Yipal, he shouldn't do that, because then people are going to start doubting his abilities and that perhaps maybe he's not such a great man. So if he's not on the level of Yeshua, he shouldn't do this. Clarification of this, though, is Abuvad Yachal Tzibur, specifically is referring to a Yachid davening for the Tzibur, so he's doing this publicly and people are watching him. He should make sure not to do so unless he's 100% certain he's going to be answered. But if he's going to be doing this in the privacy of his own home and no one's going to watch him, so then he could daven for the Tzibur, no problem. Yobezo and Bezo on top, on Talocha Zayin, continuing, Al Revius Hu Aymer, on the fourth bracha he says, and again this is referring to the third special bracha added in, Misha on Shmuel Mitzvah Hu Yan Eschem Mishma B'Kotzak Aschem HaYoyim HaZeh, the one who answered Shmuel at Mitzvah, he should answer you and hear the call of your cry this day. Baruchat Hashem Shemeat Tzaka, and the reason why this is apropos is because, as we had learned in an earlier Mishnah, the main text of this bracha was the parak of Tehillim, Kel Hashem Batzorasali Karasavi Aneni. You see, we're talking about calling out in a time of Tzara, and that's why this pasuk from Shmuel is relevant. Now we continue discussing this. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayikaptu Amitzbasa, and they gathered in a mitzvah, Vayishavu Maim, and they drew water, Vayishvach Lefnei Hashem, and they poured out in front of Hashem, and this was part of like a mass tshuva tefila gathering of Bnei Yisrael with Shmuel. And the question is, Uchi Maim Shafchu, did they pour water? What's the purpose of pouring out water at a whole gathering of Yidin that are really doing tshuva and davening to Hashem? El, rather, what's the pasuk teaching us? Melamish Shafchu as Libam Kamayim, it's teaching us that they poured their hearts out in water, and that was the level of their tshuva. And also, Vayam Rusham, they said over there, Chatanu Lashem, we have sinned to Hashem. And Shmuel tells us, Lava Shmuel Chalukin Shakal Yisrael, Shmuel, so to speak, put on the cloak of all Am Yisrael, meaning he was standing up for them, and Armel Fanavi said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Elamim, Kulum Adonis Adam, El Al Shu Armel Fanecha, Loichatasi. Don't you only judge a person if he says, I didn't sin, as the Pasuk says, Hinini Nishbat Aisachal Amrich, Loichatasi. Behold, I'm judging you because you said, I haven't sinned. But Ve'elu Armel Fanecha Chatanu. The Yidin said that we have sinned, and therefore you should look upon them favorably. That's what Shmuel Navi was saying. Moving on to Halacha Ches, Halacha Misha Suaymer on the fifth bracha, which again is the fourth added bracha. What do they say? Misha Onesel Yo Bahara Carmel, Huyana Eschem the one who answered Elio on Har Carmel, Baruch Hashem Shemeat Fila. And the reason why this is apropos is because the main text of the bracha is Sheramales Eso Enai El Heharim, that's referring to mountains. And Elio on Har Carmel was on a mountain, Davening to Hashem, to win over the Nevi'e HaBaal, the false prophets of Baal, and so that's why it's a very relevant ending. The Gemara tells us, Ksiv, it says by Elio HaNavi, Vayhi Ba'alos HaMincha, it was at the time of bringing the Mincha, Vayigash Elio HaNavi, and Elio HaNavi came close, Vayomar, and he said, Hashem Lekei Avram Yitzchak V'Yisrael HaYom Yivada V'Goymer, and this was his tefillah, that he should win over these false prophets. Now the question is, Ve'Elio Makar B'Shas Yisrael Bamais, Elio was bringing a carbon at a time of Yisrael Bamais. A Bama is a private Mizbeach, that at certain points in time in Klal Yisrael's history, it was permitted to bring a carbon on a private Mizbeach outside of the Mishkan. However, Elio lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and that was definitely a time of Isra HaBamais. But over here in the story, Elio brought a carbon on Har Carmel, definitely not in the Beis HaMikdash. How was he able to do that? So in Rav Simler, he answers, Dibura Amar Leh, that's proper Girsa, Hashem had told him to do so. And how do we know this? Because Elio had said, Uvidvarcha Sisi, which loosely translated could mean, I did everything you have told me. However, the Drasha is, Uvidiburcha Asisi, I did that which you have told me to do. In other words, just reading it as Dvarcha, that means that I did everything you said, meaning I've kept the mitzvahs and I've followed all your instructions. But it doesn't clearly tell us that Hashem gave him a direct command that he should bring a carbon. Rather, when we read it as bidiburcha, your word, according to some that's referring to nevuah, that's a clear indication that Hashem told him that his special hayras shah, that at that time he was supposed to bring a carbon even though it was outside the Beis HaMikdash. Last we explained his tefillah, which says, Anina Hashem Aneni, answer me Hashem, answer me, what's with this double lashon? In essence, Eliyahu was saying, Aneni b'schusi, answer me because of my schus, and Aneni b'schus talmidi, answer me with the schus of my Talmud, was referring to Elisha Hanavi. Continue on to Halacha Tes, Allah Shishisu Aimer on the 6th one, he says, and this is the 5th special bracha that's added in, Misha Ana as Yoyna Mehadaga, Huyan Eschem Shmak called Tarasrama Yoyma Zeb, Barchat Hashem Ana Be Sara. So here we're talking about Yoyna Hanavi being swallowed by the fish. We know that he's in the belly of the fish, he cried to Hashem to save him, and then he was spat onto dry land, and then he went over to Nineveh, and we have the whole story about that. And the reason why this is apropos is because the main text of the bracha is Shira Malos Mimamakim, from the depths I called out, and Yoyna Hanavi was calling out from the depths because he was in the fish in the ocean. The mission continues, Al Hashvisu Aimer on the 7th one, which is the 6th and final added bracha, he says, Mishon es David Veshloim Bnei Yerushalayim, Huyan Eschem Mishma B'kol Tzakascham HaYoyim Azeh, Baruch HaShem HaMarachim Al Aretz. And so here we see we're talking about David and Shlomo in Yerushalayim, and this is apropos because it's going on the Perek of Tehillim, Tfil La'ani Kiyatoif, and we're going to see that relevance in the Gemara. So first we talk about Yoyna Navi, Ksiv it says in the Pasuk, Vayoymer Karasi Mitzar Li Al Hashem Vayaneni, and Yoyna said, I called out in my Tzara to Hashem, and he answered me. As Lashon of Tzara that Yoyna used is relevant because the end of the bracha is Ha'ayne Be'ez Tzara. Now the Gemara asks about the order. Loit Tzorcha, isn't it unnecessary, meaning it's out of order? Dala rather, it should be like this, Davru Shlomo Va'achkach Elyo V'Yoyna, that first we talk about Davru and Shlomo, and that would be an earlier bracha, and then Elyo Navi and Yoyna would be afterwards. These stories are out of order. We know that Davru and Shlomo were before Elyo and Yoyna, so why are we mentioning Davru and Shlomo in the last bracha? And the answer is El Bishvil Lachtu Merachim Al Aretz. That's because we want to conclude all these extra brachas with the words Merachim Al Aretz, and that's more connected to Davru and Shlomo, so that's where they're in that order. We continue. The Mishnah said Al Hashvias. We have a different shita Mishum Sumchas. Amru the name of Sumchas. They said that what's the end of the 7th bracha? Baruch Mashpil Ramim. Blessed is the one who casts down those who are haughty. Ramim is like somebody who's very high up. So a person who holds himself highly, Hashem will cast him down to bring him to a state of anivus. And if that's going on the bracha of Darvin Shlomo, that means that both of them at some point in time had expressed a little bit of haughtiness, which Hashem had to cast them down from. So we clarify. Nicha Shlomo. This is all good by Shlomo. The Chassid says about him. Bane Benisi Beis Volach. He said to Hashem, I've definitely built a Beis Vol, which literally means a house of habitation for you. That's referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and this could be understood as Shlomo, so to speak, boasting that he was able to build the Beis HaMikdash and that he deserved to do so, and therefore Hashem had to cast him down, and this at a later point in time when he sent one of the kings to go attack Yerushalayim, and that humbled Shlomo. But David, Lama, what about David? Why did he have to be cast down? If you look through Tehillim, half of it is all about David saying how lowly he is, and he's a nothing, v'chulu. And so where did David express any haughtiness? And the answer is, Al Yidei Shebikesh Lamed Al Minyan Shel Yisrael. That's because he wanted to count Am Yisrael. We know that David took a census of all of Am Yisrael, and that wasn't the appropriate course of action. And we continue discussing this. Arvo says, Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us that David HaMelech said as follows, after he made the census, Hashem struck down tens of thousands of Yidin. David realized he made a mistake, so he said as follows, Bekari Aneni, when I call, answer me, Elikate Sidki, Batsar Hirchav Toli, in my Tzara, you've relieved me. Now what was he saying? So Amar Dov Nekosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Olamim, Kol Tzar Sho Yisi Nechasla, any Tzara that I was in, Ata Yisa Marchiv Ali, you saved me from it. Now if we pay attention to the literal meaning of the words, Kol Tzara means any narrow or tight situation I was in, you were Marchiv it for me, which means you widened it for me. In other words, you took a very difficult situation and you made it so much better. And here's two examples of that. Nechnasi tzarasa shel bas sheva. I was in the tzar of bas sheva, which is a whole story in the Gemara we're not going to get into now. Basically, took bas sheva and married her, which the chachamim explained, even though it was not the avera, it might have seemed like it was. It definitely was not appropriate, and he was chastised for it. But what came out from it? Venasatali shlemi, you gave me shlemi from that. And nechnas tzarasa shel Yisrael, I was in the tzar of Yisrael, which was the punishment that came after counting on Yisrael. But venasatali is beis hamikdash, you gave me the beis hamikdash. The navi tells us that as David was davening doing tshuva for this, Hashem told him, why don't you go to the granary of a fellow named Aravna Hayavusi, go buy it from him, and that was the future site of the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that from this difficulty, we end up getting the building place of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yud, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.